With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We're looking for people who've been caught in the act.
Yeah, red-handed.
Now, it doesn't have to be that act.
Busted.
No,
it could be, it could be anything. Lie
any
or
act.
Just any, like you're like stealing stuff.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Caught in the act. Although, the first story we're going to tell you is somebody getting caught in that act.
There we go.
But it doesn't have to be this act to be the for you to call in. And this story's been everywhere by now, so we're just reiterating it. And because Steve and I, for years, have had the... I mean, everybody knows that a tennis match can often sound
like an adult
soundtrack
video.
To an adult video.
Ugh.
Yes.
Ah!
Yes. Ugh. Well, typically men don't play women. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, stop. That's plenty.
Oh, wow.
Please, God, stop. I'm begging you. So apparently there was a tennis match somewhere. The Sarasota Open.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm going to get through this. If you're,
where the O stands for open.
The announcer of the tennis match thought that a spectator's cell phone must have been playing an adult film.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. They figured out it was like some house like across the lake, but the acoustics of the lake and whatnot funneling into the tennis stadium. Made for this perfect. So this couple was having their own tennis match.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh!
Okay. And they kind of, they had to stop play and like.
Yeah, the announcer though, he was going with it.
Yes, he's like, much love to the couple with the windows open across the way. Sounds like you guys are having a good time.
Oh!
Apparently the match went 6-3, 6-2.
Wait, is that to the couple in the.
No, that was
the actual
6-9.
Tennis. See what you did there.
Nine's not a tennis score. Everybody relax.
God.
So they got caught in the act.
Yeah, they did.
On national
a whole
TV.
Tennis open busted them.
Because there's
tournament.
So many people that were the national TV broadcasting the Sarasota Open. Then there was a... We heard this story through a friend of a friend, and I don't know if I believe it. Now, this story is strictly for the purpose of getting your mind off of your caught in the act story having to be about relations.
Yeah.
He was living in an apartment or something, and his girlfriend came over to the house. Was he the elevator repair guy in this scenario?
Oh, this one.
I think he was.
No.
He wasn't?
No.
The elevator repairman, this guy just lived there.
Yeah.
So his girlfriend comes over and surveillance cameras catch her just before she gets on the elevator. She drops trow and makes a potty right there.
Yeah.
But she didn't make a number one.
No, No.
So then she pulls up her pants and goes up to meet her boyfriend.
Even
then, like 20 minutes later, after she's picked her boyfriend up, they exit the elevator and she has the gall to like look down at this steaming pile. And
she's all indignant about it.
What? Who would do something?
You did. Yes, it was all caught on camera.
So then the elevator repair dude or somebody had to like call.
Hey, and to inform and him. Like, hey, you know.
Guy in 5F.
You know your girl, your classy girlfriend?
Yeah, that was her.
Yes.
She got caught in the act.
Oh.
Leaving a two.
In an elevator?
Like,
yeah.
Or like right next to the elevator?
Two in an elevator.
Yeah. Like in the potted plant right next
to right
it,
next
you know?
To the
well that's a little better I guess that's a little more couth but God
next we have a robber who walked into and I really want to get to this story because it brings me Steve and I just had a fascinating conversation that I think we can make some dreams come true while we're waiting for your
my dreams
the teller at a bank said a guy walked in handed her a note demanding money said he had a gun and a bomb she gave him $1,300 and a dye pack which I'm sorry. I'm never going to rob a bank.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't researched it at all, but I know about dye packs. Having never had the desire to steal from a bank, even I know they exist. So I don't want to rob a bank because I know I'm never going to get clean money.
But we want to be die packed.
Right. No, you want to be die
packed. Yeah, but you got to do it with me.
So the guy leaves and like he literally gets caught in the act story is he gets caught red handed because a red die pack explodes all over him. And like there's patrol cars like a block away and they're like, yeah, there's a guy out there somewhere within a block of this place. He should be easy to spot because he's going to be, you know, red. What do you mean by like red? Like he's ruddy. He's been running around. No, no, he's going to be just red.
Yes.
Like, you know, Mars blew up on his face. So that brings me. We're talking about this. And Steve's like, dude, I want to be die packed.
Come on. I want to be die. But it's got to be blue die pack. I don't want the red.
You don't
get
to request.
Yes, you do. They have different colors, don't they? The spectrum.
I'm just going to say
green
this.
Green and yellow.
I know somebody.
Is a die pack?
Whose brother.
Makes die packs?
Works at a bank.
Dude! Who? Oh my God, it's Lil D!
Do you think you could get us a die pack?
Come on. Can your bro
get us? I'll talk to him.
Yeah, just the die pack. The time release one where you like turn the bottle.
And then you're going to let it
put it in the bag. And then, yeah, you leave like 40 seconds.
Can we do it just before you take a vacation?
Just do it in your car.
Before we're meeting some important clients.
Yeah, I'm all bullshit.
What happened to you? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
I was at the bank and I got confused.
You want a blue die pack to blow up.
Yeah, come on. Who's never? You've seen it in the movies. And
I have, but
it looks fun.
I see a lot of things in the movies that I'd like to try before getting die packed.
No, we'll do it in your car.
No, we're not doing it in anybody's car. We'll do it in like a hermetically sealed room.
No, we gotta be like leaving.
We'll Dexter kill room some room.
No. We'll walk by. We'll shoot a video like we're walking past the bank and stuff, and all of a sudden people like the stander bys are going, "Oh my God, he's trying to."
Yeah, and then we'll play the Smurfs theme underneath it because be blue.
Dude,
what's the
cool
theme to the Smurfs?
I don't know.
You don't?
No.
No, they have a. They have a thing that
and
they
we're
sing.
Gonna, that's what's going to be
gonna
it.
We're going to sing the Smurf song. La, 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 la.
And then
sing
die pack.
Happy song.
Boom!
Wow.
See? Yes!
Okay.
All right. And Little D.
Can you talk to your brother? And
yes, let's get a die pack.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, have you been caught in the axe for something?
So mine was a work-related thing. When I was growing up, I worked throughout high school, I worked at a Subway TCBY combo area.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
And you know how like those ice cream shops have like the big like 14-gallon buckets of ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had this cotton candy flavor, and it was absolutely amazing. And so whenever it would get like a third full, like there was a third of it left in there, I would just grab some plastic spoons and take it in the back and finish it off. Yeah, totally. Like
heck
that was like my shift meal, you know?
You would eat a third of a tent. You'd eat 3 gallons of cotton candy.
We would go through a ton of ice cream. And so basically I told like 4 of my friends, hey, come down to the TCBY because it's ice cream day. And so they all came down. I let them in the back door. We were sitting in the back office in a circle just passing this giant bucket around, taking bites out of it. And while we were sitting back there, all of a sudden the back door flew open and it was the owner of the restaurant.
Oh,
and he was just like a bunch of dudes with spoons.
Right. And we're like,
in a circle, no less. Yeah.
And he was like, you're caught red handed.
What are you guys doing
were
in a
you
circle?
Fired?
I did get fired, but I also got rehired after that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
Oh, you got fired from the TC Web, but they hired you on the other side.
We just want you on the Subway side.
Exactly.
You stand over here there, cotton candy boy. Yeah. Never got caught with like a vat of turkey or BMT meat.
I did get caught throwing a box of bread against the wall one time.
All right. So be it relations, stealing at work.
Die packs.
Something big that you got caught in the act. That's what we want to hear is you're caught in the act stories. Jessica?
Yay.
Caught in the act.
So I was on probation and decided to go and drink Ed Park with my friends, and I was 18, so I got caught drinking underage, violating probation, and we were there after hours.
Yep, that'll do
it. So you got popped for like 900, was this the first time you tried that?
Yeah.
God.
Did it set your life straight immediately, or what happened?
Yeah, going to jail was pretty life-changing for me.
I know, especially at that age.
How old were you?
18.
I was 18.
Yeah.
Jailed, because it's a probation violation.
They don't mess around anymore.
So you got to go to jail.
Yeah, I was in there. It was only a day, but still, it felt like a lifetime.
Yeah, you're a bad girl.
What? Dude, could you handle jail?
Solitary, but not that's it.
Yeah, solitary.
Not,
yeah.
But
if you're in popular, if you're in a cell with like 7 other people.
No.
It's awful.
And were you in a cell with a bunch of people in one toilet in the middle of the room kind of thing?
Yeah, basically, they were all pretty hardened criminals, and I was like, yeah, I got caught drinking.
I know,
God,
right?
That sucks!
And I would hold it. I would never
hold
use it
forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
I couldn't do
that.
Yeah.
I'd find a way to recycle. I would be the first one to recycle my own...
What's that thing, Imodex, or what's that thing you take that you don't have to go?
Imodium? That's going to stop your number two. It's not going to do anything for your number
one.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you for telling us your Caught in the Act story, Jessica. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Candy's up next. Candy?
Yay.
Caught in the act.
Totally caught in the act. I had snuck into my boyfriend's house. This was when I was quite a bit younger. And I had had surgery on my foot, so I had a really cute hot pink cast. When you're 18 years old, you feel very necessary to match all your clothing with it. Down to your
so
underwear.
You're just this fuchsia bomb trying to be a ninja?
Sneaking around.
So totally snuck in. Mom was doing homework with one of his siblings at their breakfast nook, and I totally snuck behind her back.
Wow.
You got through with a pink clomp cast and hot pink clothing.
Hot pink clothing. Anyway, I make it downstairs. Everything's, you know, done and finished. We're just hanging out. We're talking, and all of a sudden, there's a knock on the bedroom door. Well, it's locked, so his dad can't get in, and he goes over. He thinks that I've hidden in the closet, but I've got a cast on my foot, and I had to maneuver around the bed, and he opened the door, and there I was in my little cute pink T-shirt with my hot pink underwear and a cast.
Huh. Yes.
And if I'm like, I would be mad that my son snuck somebody in, but if I saw the whole scene, I think I'd start the slow clap.
Right.
You I'd be like, son, you know, I don't know.
What's really going on?
I can't wait to hear the explanation. But this scene.
Mortified. I think his mom was mad because she was like, I don't know. I don't know when she would have came in. I didn't know anybody was down there. But from the golf game that went on the next day with his dad, I think his dad was high-fiving him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So his
that
dad,
worked
like,
out.
Dads are usually happy that their kids, like, getting that done.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hot pink mess.
How was relations with the cast? Curious. Asking for a friend.
I really didn't make any difference.
Oh,
look at Candy.
No.
Okay.
All right. That's fantastic to hear. Thank you for the call, Candy. How do you sneak past somebody? Like, you can't walk past.
Right.
In my living room, if I'm like doing something.
Radiating pink. I mean, how can you not?
Right. Like, you feel like you'd see it reflecting off your kids' homework papers and stuff. Lydia.
Yay.
Caught in the act.
Yeah. Yes. When I was 16, I used to work at a fast food restaurant, and I had all the prices memorized. And basically, when a person would order the food, I would just take the money if they had the exact change. So this particular time, it got really busy, and the manager decides to come out of his office to help out. And he sees all my orders zeroed out. So he's like, where are you at, Lydia? I'm like, kind of looking like,
because it's been super busy and your register's made $0.
Yes, pretty much. So he looks back at my last 20 orders and he's like, out of 17, you basically zeroed out 17 different orders and we only took 3 for cash. So at that particular time, I'm just looking dumbfounded like, well, they changed their mind. He's like, you have 17 customers change their mind. I'm like,
in a row.
Well,
the food smells kind of funky today.
So he's like, we're not going to call the police on you or nothing. Oh. He's like, you go ahead and take what you have and just know you no longer work for McDonald's.
He let you keep that money.
Yes.
That was your severance on the way out the door.
Right? Dang.
You must be hot because most bosses would prosecute the crap out of you.
Yes.
Wow.
About 16. I think he was just trying to give me a fair shake.
Wow. Look at you embezzling right under his nose.
16 years old and had the prices memorized and everything?
From one of the biggest corporations in America.
That's kind of cool. Thank you for the call. Steve, you're so impressed when somebody's a criminal. It kind of makes me sad inside. Scott.
Yes.
Caught in the act. Yeah.
So I was out with my girlfriend. We went out. We were watching the submarine races and having relations. And we were parked out in the middle of nowhere. I thought we wouldn't get caught when the cops pulled up.
And what did they do?
Well, you know, knock on the window, flashlight in the window.
Yeah, I hate that.
Look up, roll down the window, and it makes it even worse when your dad is the cop who catches you.
No! Your dad or her dad?
Yes, my dad.
Oh, get God. Out. Oh, God. Oh, God.
You should think you would figure out his beat that night. Where, like, where is he going to be?
I know he's swinging by the submarine races later.
Yeah, he worked all over the city, and I didn't expect him to show up there. Oh,
so
I
what is
the tap on the window and looked into the flashlight and rolled down the window to explain myself. My dad said, son, I think it's time to take her home.
Dang. Wow. Followed you in the squad car. Yeah.
That's. But he did, so he didn't let you. You guys were, you were done.
Oh, he interrupted. Oh.
Oh, that sucks.
We, yeah. It,
yeah. Well, it'd be ungentlemanly to ask any more questions. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Scott. Candy?
Yay.
Yay.
You are disguised. Caught in the act.
Yes. So my boyfriend and I, we lived together at his parents' house. Okay. And, you know, we were doing what most young couples do. And
macrame?
Really
making God's eyes?
Yes.
With their bodies and souls.
Oh, got it. Gotcha. Okay.
Macrame between the sheets.
Okay.
And we were a little bit off in our protective gear, I guess you could say.
Oh.
So the next day I went to the drugstore to go get Plan B. And I'm ready to check out. And his mom came in to the drugstore and starts to have a conversation with me while I'm standing there with...
I need to see some ID for this Plan B. For the what? That's not mine. And how did I get in there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dude, did you really get caught buying it?
Yeah, I mean, I my face was beet red, and I tried to be like, it's for a girlfriend, but there is just no way my reaction. Right.
You can't.
First, you try to palm it. If you have a, you can't really.
Yeah, you're just busted.
Yeah.
Did she say anything? Did she acknowledge it, or was it just the silence told you she knew that you knew that she knew?
Awkward.
The silence.
Yeah,
sure, that'll do it. Price check.
Yes. Sorry, how much was this Plan B stuff? Hey, is this the thing that does what I think it does? Let me Google it while you guys have a conversation. Yeah,
it does.
It is doing what thing. I thought it does.
With my son.
Good night last night, huh? Are you still with that guy or no?
Yeah, we're still together.
Oh, okay.
We're looking for a different living arrangement.
Yeah. No, that's. That's much better.
That's fun.
That is fun. Thank you for the call, Candy. Maggie?
Yes.
Caught in the act.
All right. So I was downtown with my siblings. We went out for a fun night with some friends and got caught later that night by my brother in my brother's car with his best friend.
Whoa.
You were getting busy with his best friend in his car.
Dang.
Getting busy with his best friend in his car.
Do you have no boundaries? Yeah. No cooch whatsoever?
Double whammy.
Shame, yes. We can throw a lot of adjectives at you, but do you have any of them?
Well, I grabbed my t-shirt, ran out of the car, ran down the street, ran home.
Wait, so... Wow, that's a run of shame.
It was the sprint of shame.
Caught by your brother.
Did you end up dating this guy, or was this just a one-night thing?
No, we ended up dating.
Did your brother and him stay friends then, or?
Oh yeah, stayed best friends.
So did he loan him your car or his car to like probably, do the thing or no?
My brother actually ended up marrying his ex-girlfriend, so he got him back.
Oh, well, quite the
the love square triangle trapezoid.
It was a crazy summer.
Wow, all right. Well, thank you for the call, Maggie. Lauren?
Yay!
Caught in the act.
I was caught nannying or smoking while I was nannying.
Smoking weed?
Smoking weed while I was nannying.
Oh.
And came home early.
How'd that go down?
I was let go.
Was it the mom or the dad? Were you like with the kids?
You're fired! The way she first started telling the story was like, man, my stoner friends caught me nannying while I was supposed to be smoking weed. So what the hell are you doing?
Put those kids down and get over.
Pick up this graphics Grim Reaper bomb and get busy. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I imagine you would get fired for...
They just quietly took their kids out of your arms.
For people that gave me weed. Like, I show up to Nanny and they hand me weed. So, you know, it just depends on the family.
Yeah, definitely. Nice. You picked the wrong family. Was he in the DEA or something?
That would be awkward.
Thank you for the call. Joy.
Yay.
Yay.
Caught in the act.
So, my boyfriend was over and, we went out back onto the trampoline. It was late one night and we were watching the stars, and one thing led to another. The situation was escalating. And, all of a sudden my dad, who had his girlfriend over, there's a hot tub on the back deck. They go outside and take off their robes and they're naked. And they got in the hot tub and they started doing their thing. And we just were like,
oh my God.
So who's catching who right now?
Right? And I couldn't continue knowing that. That's
like, yeah, as soon as I see my dad,
right? We laid there and looked at the stars.
Oh, you had to listen to everything.
The soundtrack to your stars is, all right, that's horrible. I can't take it. Oh.
Right.
All right, more of your Caught in the Act stories over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.